Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
That's a harder work, going to people who don't have a Bible in their language,
right,
who don't have a gospel witness. Mm-hmm. So how? What are some ways that, as you've thought through this with Table 71, that you've said, how do we persuade missionaries to go to harder places rather than historically more open places?
Well, interestingly enough, it's not as hard as you might think,
okay.
Because there's a younger generation that is inspired by a challenge.
Yeah.
And we minister to people in that generation in our campus ministry as well. And sometimes it's almost the harder you make it, the more excited they are. There's one couple formerly on our staff wanted to go into such a dangerous territory that we actually didn't feel like we could sponsor it in that exact spot.
Wow.
You know, because we would endanger their lives,
right, sure,
being connected with us. They didn't want to, but they stepped aside and said, we'll just go as individuals then, because it wouldn't be good to attach to a missions agency. And as far as I know, they're still alive and doing well. So there is sort of an ambient willingness to commit on a lot of people's part. I'm not saying everybody by any means, but in a lot of people. What's fascinating, though, about what's going on is God is going ahead of us.
Yeah.
He is sending dreams into the Middle East. There's a young woman who just flunked an exam, was ready to commit suicide. She's in North African area, so you can imagine the faith she's a part of. And she had been abused as a kid and just felt dirty, you know, with all that. Yeah. And she just happened to see the name Jesus is Love next to a home. And she remembered that. It said, Jesus of Love, if you're out there, tell me, what am I supposed to do?
Mm.
And he appeared to her in a dream. And he said, I'll call her Anna. He said, Anna, receive me as your Savior and Lord. She went to the house where she saw that Jesus is Love sign. They gave her a film called Magdalena, which is a version of the Jesus film, particularly for women. She rushed home. She watched it 3 times. She wept for 2 days. After that, she led her mother and her sister to Christ, 25 of her friends to Christ in the next week. And now she's a college student, and she's got 30 students out there showing this film and leading people to Christ. So in answer to your question, part of it is missions.
Yeah.
But frankly, ultimately, you really can't complete the task if you don't raise up leaders from a particular area. The indigenous people will ensure the Great Commission is totally fulfilled.
Yeah.
Our job in missions is to plant and to help it thrive. But then don't get in the way. Unleash, coach, encourage in any way that we can. And when we do that well, you get stories like Anna that occur.
Amazing. And when I hear you talk, you know, and my, you know, I'm a missiologist by training. That's my work.
I know.
When I hear you talk, I don't hear, I mean, I love campus ministry people, and I'm close with a lot of campus ministry people. When I talk to you, I hear a global missiologist that includes the campus as a focal area.
Sure.
And so, I mean, how did it get there? What about Bill Bright, you, and the ministry has just, why has God used you in such a unique way?
Well,
I mean, it's really quite stunning.
Well, it's humbling, and absolutely, categorically, let me say, we take zero credit. Bill Bright was studying for an original language exam in the spring of 1951. God opened his mind in a dramatic way, gave him a vision, literally, of the whole world being reached, the gospel slowly but surely getting to every place. And Bill woke Von Ed up. He said, I've just gotten a vision from God. We need to do this and do that. And you ought to hear her explain the situation. She said, I didn't know what he was talking about. We're going to have to live by faith. I didn't know anybody that lived by faith.
You know?
And so from the very beginning, the vision wasn't just the college campus.
Right.
It was the world.
Right.
Why did we start on the college campus? Well, because the college students oftentimes will be the leaders of tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.